Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Michelle, we're so happy today to have Dr. Beth Dupree, who is a medical director of the breast health program at Holy Redeemer Health System in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, as well as one of her patients, two-time breast cancer survivor, Connie Cifelli, who are going to basically tell us their stories, working together, as well as Connie's singular story. So, Connie, welcome, and Dr. Dupree, welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
Isn't this wonderful?
I'm so happy to have both of you. But, Connie, I'm thrilled to hear your story. So, could you share with us what happened to you?
Yes. I was diagnosed for the first time in August of 2008. And I had invasive ductal carcinoma. I had, surgery, chemo, radiation. I met Dr. Dupree as a second opinion, but I knew something drew me to her, that I was not going back to that first doctor. She just empowered me so much in my first visit that I knew I was in the right place. After my first diagnosis, I took that as a wake-up call because I really didn't take care of myself. I was overweight. I didn't do anything for myself as far as eating right, exercise. I was too busy, taking care of everyone else. After I was finished surgery and treatment, I began to participate in some of the programs that were offered, healthy cooking for life class and exercise class, and I lost 70 pounds, and I never
wow.
felt better.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, that's incredible.
Yeah. It was incredible. I'm telling you, I don't even think I felt that good coming out of high school because I didn't take care of myself then either. And then, unfortunately, I got a second diagnosis, and, fear really took over then. And so I participated in another program, which was a healing retreat, and was a one-year extension of that program that just taught me so much. And I had a vision of what I wanted my life to be, but I wasn't sure, how I was going to get there. Certain things I knew, what to do. But other things, I was just so fearful of getting cancer again. And then that's when I discovered, that I really shouldn't be focusing on having cancer anymore, that I wanted to focus on being well, a healthy, well person, to be a wellness warrior, so to speak. And so I started, reading books and watching DVDs on, people talking about nutrition and lifestyle. And, I started making even more changes. And then I found this school that I'm currently enrolled in a program with the Institute for Integrated Nutrition, because I want to be a health coach to help other women or men who have gone through this journey to make lifestyle changes, to prevent cancer or any other disease that's caused by our unhealthy, lifestyle or standard American way of eating. And, sometimes people, just become so fearful from having a disease like cancer, and they just, sit there and let fear consume them from head to toe. But I came to the conclusion that I wasn't going to do that. I wanted to be an active participant in my health because I want to live. I want to live my life. I want to be at my kids' graduations and their weddings, and I want to be a grandmother. So, I'm not going to sit back and do nothing.
I love it, Connie. You're an advocate, right? You've become an advocate.
It's time for change. That's it.
It is time for change. And, it's amazing how you can take how you share your story. And I'm sure at the time that you were going through this, you weren't thinking about what am I going to end up doing because of this. It was kind of like me with EmpowHer. I got sick, I couldn't get well, and then I got well and started a company. I never had any intention of doing that, and yet it led me this this path that wasn't so great actually led me to this amazing path where I can help so many women, which is exactly what you're doing.
Breast cancer in a way was one of the best things that could happen to me, because I can tell you I would still be living my toxic life that I lived prior to breast cancer.
Connie, why was it that you mentioned earlier that when you met Dr. Dupree, who is also, you know, on this interview, what was it about meeting her? What difference did it make to you when you said you were drawn to her and her approach? What was going on there? And Dr. Dupree, feel free to hop in there too. Okay, go ahead.
I want to hear her answer first. Go ahead, Connie.
Okay.
No, I want you to just, frame it up.
My first surgeon I went to, I think I was in that office a total of 15 minutes. I asked all the questions. He answered them, and, you know, out the door I went, and, you know, he basically was letting me decide, you know, what I wanted to do. I walked into her office, and I had that same, you know, I already knew what I was doing when I walked into her office, and I thought I knew everything, but obviously I knew nothing. I think my first visit with her was 2.5 hours.
Wow.
She explained every single test and went over my films and, you know, wanted to know, tell me what my options were, and I told her I didn't want to know what my options were because, you know, I didn't want to have breast cancer again, and I didn't want to be left with half a breast, and she just looked at me and said, is that what you think? And I said, well, yeah, that's what it is, right? And she said, I think you're making decisions based on fear and not facts, so I'm sending you on a fact-finding mission, and then you're going to, you know, choose what path you want to take, and I, you know, whatever it is, I'll honor that, but you need to know all your facts. And I really liked that because
Wonderful.
She was empowering me with information that the other doctor didn't give me at all.
Dr. Dupree, what did you think about what Connie has just said? I mean, why aren't more doctors doing what you do?
Well, it's unfortunate because we're at that part of at that place in healthcare where a lot of physicians are feeling the time crunch and they're cutting back on the time they spend with patients and not actually developing a relationship with the patient. And to me, the time and the energy that you share with a patient is as important as the surgery that you do, even more important. And when we start making choices for our patients as physicians, then it's a paternalistic system, and it's not really good because patients have to understand what they're signing up for.
Right.
They have to understand the pros and cons. And I can be there to guide my patients through the process, but if I start making their decisions for them, then they're giving up their power. They're surrendering who they are. And so I find it much better for patients to spend the time, educate them, and be a guide on the journey, not become their decision maker. Because, you know, it doesn't matter what choice you make. There's risks and benefits for every single thing in life. And when a patient has the information and they can make the choices that fit best for them, then they're an active participant and they're not surrendering and they're not giving up. They're being empowered to be part of the process.
And it's going to help the healing, I'll bet.
It absolutely does. And I know Connie has been a tremendous example, and you know, she's one of 1,000 patients I could have probably put on a call today who have changed their life in a positive way.
And you know, something? You, Dr. Dupree, bring this out in your wonderful book, The Healing Consciousness, A Doctor's Journey to Healing. And as well, if you want to hear more about Dr. Dupree and follow her wonderful work, you can go to her website, comprehensivebreastcare.com, as well as thehealingconsciousness.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Dupree and Connie.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.